WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Debris in the road near Texas World Speedway resulted in a 7-vehicle wreck last night on Highway 6. College Station police report that no one was injured, but the highway was closed for a little more than an hour. College Station city officials continue to monitor potential occupants of vacant commercial properties. Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell says one example is the former Ramada Motel on Texas between George Bush and Harvey.
We're always hoping for something to happen in the second old Ramada. We regularly have folks coming in and looking at the property. I think we're going to get close to having something happen. My expectation is it'll be redeveloped for student housing as well as retail. It's a great location, so I think it's just a matter of getting the right partners.
Cowell says Harvey Road is another area of focus where Office Max closed, but down the street, Guitar Center took over the former Circuit City building. Officials at A&M continue to play up the Bayou Corridor. Last week, it was the announcement of the $91 million GlaxoSmithKline drug manufacturing plant. But that's not the only local economic development news. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayensky expects to make a big announcement soon.
With our business park out there, the new Texas Triangle Park on Highway 6 in 2018. I mean, we've got some higher-end manufacturing jobs that are coming in, and one of the probably the largest business to ever come to Bryan-College Station will be announced probably in the next 30 to 60 days.
No kidding.
For that park, and so you're talking about hundreds of millions
what
of dollars.
Can you say what it is?
It's manufacturing. So there'll be jobs and average wages there, probably about $35,000 to $40,000 range.
Back to the Bayou Corridor. Later today, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz will come to campus to tour existing facilities associated with federal grants related to the development and production of vaccines. And the Texas Senate has approved a bill supported by Blinn College, allowing state-supported colleges and universities to access Department of Public Safety files for criminal background checks of students who apply for on-campus housing. The House has similar legislation pending, written by State Representative Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham. Blinn administrators have testified in both chambers, saying it will be a big step in improving the safety of their campuses and students. DPS files would allow higher education institutions to access pending criminal charges that are currently unavailable. And while the Texas House has its version of education reforms for kindergarten through 12th grade students, State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says he's still hearing from local officials.
Came back into town, met with Eddie Colson and the superintendents from Navasota and Calvert, and they were very pleased. We still got a lot of work to do, and they made sure that I knew that. They'd love that they have a little bit more flexibility. They want local control. Their staffs, school boards know their children. They need the opportunity to educate them.
Cassell supported reducing the number of standardized tests and increasing opportunities for vocational education. And there's no lack of material for Congressman Bill Flores or constituents to bring up when he hosts his next town hall meeting, which will be tomorrow night in Bryan.
So we're going to talk about the budget that just passed. We'll talk about government fiscal conditions. And then I'm sure some people will want to talk about the sequester, guns, marriage, things like that. So we'll be prepared to talk about all those issues.
The gathering is at the Blinn College Student Center and will run from 6:30 until 8. Your next drive on Highway 105 between Navasota and Brenham will take more time than it used to. The Texas Department of Transportation has reduced the 70-mile-per-hour speed limit. Between Navasota and Rocky Creek, it's now 65, and from Rocky Creek to Brenham, it's 60. As the time approaches for monarch butterflies to arrive in Texas, Craig Wilson, Texas A&M's Director of Future Scientists, is doing what he can to ensure that they have the unique plants they need.
Do you know about the Cynthia Woods Mitchell rooftop garden at the physics building on campus? It uses rainwater off the roof. It's an environmentally sensitive garden. It's quite beautiful, and we're going to be adding a lot of milkweed varieties there to turn it into a registered monarch way station. It's on the National Registry.
Wilson says the combination of drought, land development, and herbicides have taken a dramatic toll on monarch caterpillar's only food source, Asclepias, also called butterfly weed or milkweed. Wilson says BCS residents can find the necessary plant at the producer's co-op in North Bryan. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 65 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Providing home health services and hospice care with comfort and compassion. Family Home Health and Hospice, Joint Commission accredited and a Medicare certified provider. We're locally owned and our team has years of experience so we can provide a smooth transition from curative to comfort care. While remaining in your own home, Family Home Health and Hospice, serving the Brazos Valley and surrounding area. Call 979-846-3705. Online at familyhh.com. Let our family care for yours because no one cares like family.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Quick look at your weather forecast. It's brought to us this morning by, it looks like, me.
Warm across the area for today, but a cold front will eventually move through, and that's going to cool things off quite a bit for tomorrow. For today, clouds will give way to some sun, highs up around 80, becoming partly to mostly cloudy tonight. There could be a shower by morning 60. Some sun develops tomorrow. Watch for a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, windy and 75. Showers and storms tomorrow night 60. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, highs Wednesday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Right now, 66 and muggy here at WTAW, and it's time for us to jump headlong into our community segment with BBB Bill. From the BBB. It's neat how that works out, isn't it?
Good morning, KO.
And who's this lovely lady?
This lovely lady?
Yes.
This is Linda Harvell.
I know who that is. I was trying to get you to do the intro, man.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
Well, you know, Linda has her thing and I have my thing.
Yes, so. But before we do either
have the thing together.
Before either of you do anything, though, we have to play Jethro Trivia.
All right.
Draw the line at the thing doing here until we get this finished. Thank you. I'm driving the show. All right, gang, answer our oddly informative news quiz. There is no wagering, and if you get it right, nothing absolutely happens. You start up.
You just earn all of our respect.
Dead cans.
There you go. Let me see. Experts estimate that April Fool's Day will cost the U.S. how much money in the ballpark? I just read this backwards, so we're going to have to do it this way. You know what? We're going to jump headlong back into this because I blew it.
Well, you can at least, why don't you tell us the fact? It can be a trivia.
$400,000 or $400 million will be wasted because of April Fool's Day today with people playing pranks.
Wow.
My goodness. I bet not a dollar is wasted in my office over it.
We're not wasting any money in
Brian Broadcasting. You're the one that they have to worry about.
Well, that was supposed to be our secret.
Let's start you off with Miss Harvell first because ladies always go first. What's going on?
Well, we are working on the 75th anniversary celebration, which is this year. And Bill happens to be on my committee, and plus I've known him all my life just about.
I'm sorry.
I know. He's quite a hoot. Anyway, we're just trying to create an awareness in the community. Where our kickoff weekend is November 15th and 16th. Friday night, we're going to have a big homecoming. And Saturday out at the George Bush Library, we'll have a vintage car display. And then that evening, we'll have the big kickoff. And we are looking for sponsors. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The next big major milestone will be 100 years. I can promise any potential sponsors I will not be coming asking them for money because I'll be close to 100 years old. And but anyway...
And looking as good then.
I was going to say, who knew it was, well, you know, it was 80 years off?
I shouldn't say never. I may. But anyway, it's an amazing opportunity for sponsors of the international exposure they'll have out at the George Bush Library. They are donating 3,000 square feet of exhibit space for 3 months.
So somebody's house, basically.
Absolutely. Well, actually, part of our house is going to be in the exhibit.
So get out. Really?
I really am.
Yeah, Russ gets to cut out parts of the pieces.
So, yeah, I mean, just the exposure of being a sponsor, you know, out at the Bush Library, plus with all of our marketing. And, you know, once again, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event. And if you would like to be a sponsor, you can just give me a holler, and we would love to sign you on board the 75th Anniversary Express. Mm-hmm. And we do have a new Facebook page. It's called Celebrate College Station. All aboard the 75th Express, and we'll be posting.
Stop it.
Wait until you do your BBB report. I'm going to
That's the train coming. That's the train coming.
Harkening back to what we said when we started the segment. Thank you, Bill.
Anyway, very quickly, Celebrate College Station, all aboard the 75th Express is our Facebook page.
And I know you guys were looking for pictures and still a lot
we
of that.
We are looking for pictures. We are looking for stories. You know, tell us your story. People don't realize the history they have in their brain bank, and we're looking for those stories because we don't want that history to be lost. We're looking for artifacts to possibly put on display out at the Bush Library.
Now, is this serious, or do you want people telling you about Pooh's Park and, you know, things like that, the memories the kids have of doing things like that?
We want them all.
Okay.
And because once again, you don't know what kind of story you have. You even have a history. I mean, you're
about 15 years.
Well, there you go. See, you're our newer history, and that's just as important to us as us old folks' history. So, I can say that because my family moved here in 1953.
I can remember when Pebble Creek was out in the country.
I remember when it wasn't there.
Yeah, I'll bet. All right, thank you, man, very much. We do appreciate it. The 75th anniversary segment is brought to us by our good friends at the Taste of the BCS. You get in points and participate local independent operated restaurants here in the Bryan College Station area. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent at the member restaurants, accumulate 150 points, and receive $10 reward for any member restaurants. Participating restaurants includes Blue Baker, Dixie Chicken, Casa Rod, Cafe Excel, Cardi's Pub. There's a ton of them. Join online at tasteofbcs.com to find more restaurants and sign up at any member restaurant. Check it out for yourself. It's the Taste of BCS. Now, what you got, Bill?
Well, KO, I ran across an article in Entrepreneur Online on March 20. It was written March 21st. It's about cybersecurity, which is a growing issue with all small businesses. And a lot of small businesses don't really take it cybersecurity seriously enough. And that's the whole point of this article. So I'd like to share some of the points with our listeners. As more business owners utilize technology such as cloud computing and mobile devices and all those apps, KO, the risk of hackers accessing money and sensitive business data becomes more real. So there was a House Committee on Small Business that addressed this issue just the other day, and they called it Protecting Small Businesses Against Emerging and Complex Cyber Attacks. Small businesses generally have fewer resources available to monitor and combat those cyber threats, and it makes them an easy target. And they want them to beware. Many of these firms have a false sense of security and believe they are immune from a possible cyber attack. And because
I don't think anybody is anymore. No, if you've got a computer, there's a chance that's going to happen.
Point. You know, in the news last week, the British were hit with a cyber attack that knocked them out pretty hard. So we have to watch these every day. So here are three things that they wanted you to know. You can create a written security policy for your employees. Because the employees, too, they lack the education among all the small business owners. And you know, they just need to know this so that they can prepare themselves. They should create a written security policy and make sure everybody knows what's in that policy. And they should they be allowed to have their personal data on the business computers? That's one big question. Should you have business information on your, you know, computers at home? Those are big issues because you have the security issues. So that's one of the things. Number two was keep strong passwords. You know, the stronger the password, the better. One of the examples the guy gives is that one of his customers was using a password from the mascot from his college, and the hackers found out about it. They just figured it out, looking at all that information on the social media sites, and were able to strip him of $40,000. Thank you very much. So it is real. Number three is encrypt your data. You know, there's devices out there where you can encrypt all your data. It makes it gobbledygook to hackers, and it makes it almost impossible for them to get into there. So for more information, contact the BBB at bbb.org/Brian or 260-2222, and we'll give you more information on this.
Mr. Harbell, thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bill, thanks.
Thanks, KO.
Community segment brought to us by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:20. We'll see the fog burn off if you've seen any at all this morning. And 80 for our high today. Winds northeast at 5 and a 30% chance of rain and some thunderstorms tonight down to 59. Muggy now and 66. And it's time to check the Dow, brought to us by ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Wall Street prepares for the new week. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The Purchasing Managers Monthly Report on Manufacturing Activity could prove to be the direction setter for Wall Street today. The futures are little changed ahead of the Monday session. The markets are coming off a three-day weekend. They were closed on Good Friday. Greyhound is preparing for a serious fleet upgrade. The company has placed its biggest bus order in more than 20 years. Greyhound will buy 220 new buses. It split the order between Motor Coach Industries and Prevost. Boston Market is expanding its menu. The chain, known for its rotisserie chicken, is adding ribs. G.I. Joe Retaliation was the number one movie over Easter weekend. The Paramount release took in more than $41 million on the weekend and nearly $52 million from its extended release. Paramount moved the film's debut to Thursday to attract students who would be out of school on Good Friday. A limited number of theaters were allowed to begin showings for loyalty program members on Tuesday. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:23 now. Let's check our forecast.
Today we'll see some clouds to start, some afternoon sun, and a high close to 80 degrees. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower by morning 60. Some breaks of sun developing tomorrow. Windy, highs near 75. A few showers and thunderstorms are possible late tomorrow. They're also possible tomorrow night. Lows will be near 60 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. The highs on Wednesday very close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Right now, quite muggy outside and 66 at WTAW.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last!
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at texasmutual.com.
Aggie Report today features our head coach, Rob Childress. We've been talking about different aspects of the game of baseball. Today, the coach discusses bunting.
You know, I think it's probably something that's going by the wayside. I mean, more often than not, you know, if you're a dominant left-handed hitter as a young kid and, you know, you're 10, 11, 12 years old and you start working on switch hitting, you know, turning around to the right side and taking away that left-handed breaking ball is one thing. But to be a right-handed hitter and try to turn around and, you know, be a lefty, I think is something that it's you don't see it very often. And, you know, for us, we've got a really good one, and Blake Alemany is a true switch hitter and has been switch hitting for, you know, quite some time and is very skilled at it. And, you know, you take away the breaking ball from a pitcher when you can do that, you know. Being a switch hitter, I mean, he takes away the left-hander's breaking ball, and the same with a righty because he can turn around and hit left-handed. So, you know, they're few and far between. They're hard to find, really good ones, and when you've got one, I mean, it's definitely a blessing.
Texas A&M starts an 8-game homestand starting tomorrow night. We talk about that homestand on tomorrow's program. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a 6-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Mom, I'm bored.
Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy this summer and keep you happy. You'll get to know the latest about birthday party trends and gifts, read about local summer camps and activities, and get the scoop about local places where kids eat free or almost free. To reach active parents and families, find out more about advertising in Brazos Family Magazine. Call Sam Jones, 695-9595, or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
He has starred as the Phantom in over 3,000 performances on Broadway and across the globe.
She is Broadway's longest-running Christine.
It's the musical event of the season. Broadway stars Brad Little and Sandra Joseph are just two of the 7 acclaimed Broadway singers coming to the Brazos Valley for the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
Experience the finest songs and untold stories behind the great musicals and films inspired by Gaston LaRue's The Phantom of the Opera, the tale of obsession and desire that changed the Broadway musical forever.
3-time Tony Award nominee Mark Kudisch directs 7 talented Broadway performers backed by a chorus of 120 in this never-before-seen musical spectacle.
2 nights only, Thursday and Friday, April 4th and 5th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Mary and Tom Kirk.
Tickets on sale now.
Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
Don't miss the all-star theatrical concert celebration that is Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera.
That's 845-1234.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, it's 827. Today's high looking at 80 degrees. Now, you may have some fog when you're driving in or you drove through already. Looks like most of it's kind of burned off right now. 66 and very muggy. I don't know if you watch these shows like I do. I'm a big fan of the, like, Survivor Man or Dual Survival and some of those shows like that where they show people in actual situations. Well, this actually happened, and it kind of mirrors what happens on those shows. A 23-year-old hiker, her name was Mary Owen, had only planned to go out for a one-day hike on Mount Hood in Oregon. At first, her friends assumed she had just found some new things to do and explore, but when she had not returned by last Monday, they started to worry a little bit. Now, by Wednesday, her family was alerted, and people had become, well, quite frantic, to be real honest. Luckily, she was found over the weekend, hungry and cold, but alive. The experienced hiker brought only enough supplies and warm clothes for that one day, but after injuring her ankle, she could no longer make it down the mountain, so she built herself an ice cave, like they do on those TV shows all the time, wrapped herself up in a waterproof poncho, and just waited it out until they found her.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Got some guts.
Here's one that might freak you out a little bit. In the Provence part of France, residents may be getting their daily news the old-fashioned way, through the newspaper. But the delivery of these newspapers, apparently, will soon be done with the help of a high-tech drone. The local postal service announced on its blog that it is partnering with a drone maker, Perot, to explore the wacky world of high-flying news delivery. The service will be called Perot Air Drone Postal, and it will make use of the quadricopter drones. This may seem like an April Fool's joke, but the idea in itself is no joke at all. Drones are hoped to replace humans in the package delivery in places far beyond the areas that they can reach in France. FedEx founder Fred Smith has been a vocal proponent of the FedEx fleet's conversion to unmanned vehicles and ground cost because it will make everything more efficient.
I don't know. Just think of the possibilities if you're no more playing frisbee or baseball. Think if there were drones everywhere, if they interfered with cell phones. I can just see a lot of potential problems.
I'm just more concerned with the breakage.
If yeah, I is the drone going to drop my stuff?
If I get something from eBay and this thing's dropping it from 50 feet, I don't want that landing in my front yard. or do they get good enough, they just fly it in and hover at your front door and knock, ring the doorbell?
It all sounds pretty weird to me.
It's a little creepy. You ready for your headlines?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Awesome blossom.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A multi-vehicle crash took place on Highway 6 near Texas World Speedway last night. The first car swerved to avoid some debris in the road, which ended up in a wreck involving seven vehicles. The highway was closed for slightly longer than an hour, but no one was injured. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz is scheduled to visit A&M today. He's expected to tour campus facilities that are home to federal grants the university has received to develop and produce vaccines. Those are the grants that led to last week's announcement of a $91 million drug manufacturing plant coming to the BioCorridor. Brian Mayer Jason Bayensky says that will keep more A&M graduates in town.
I deal with students in the real estate business all the time, and they want to graduate A&M, and they'd love to raise their families here in Aggieland and stay here and watch Johnny Manziel on the weekends and playing football.
Absolutely.
But they go to Austin, they go to Houston, they go to Dallas because they can't get the type of wages that they're looking for. And so now this will afford them to stay here in Aggieland and, you know, and continue living that Aggie dream.
Bayensky also says within the next 2 months, there will be an announcement of what will become the area's largest private employer coming to Bryan's Texas Triangle Business Park. While new commercial developments are being built in College Station, officials are paying attention to existing businesses. One area of concern, according to Planning and Development Director Bob Cowell, is the status of national chains.
Hopefully you'll see more of that on Harvey Road that we've started to see with the Guitar Center opening and those kinds of things. But then at the same time, you know, we got to struggle with the national issues associated with, you know, Office Depot and Office Max, and then Best Buy, Barnes & Noble are all struggling, and they're all in one center that we have. So we've always got to be watching for that as well. So it's going to be, I think, trying to figure out the redevelopment piece is going to be a big deal over the next 10 years or so in the city.
The city keeps tabs on business comings and goings because of the sales and property tax revenue they generate, among other things. And the Texas Department of Transportation has reduced the 70-mile-per-hour speed limit on Highway 105 between Brenham and Navasota. From Brenham to Rocky Creek, the speed limit is now 60, and from Rocky Creek to Navasota, it's 65. After monarch butterflies have been threatened by the destruction of the plants they need to survive, BCS residents are fighting back. Texas A&M Director of Future Scientists Craig Wilson says monarchs should be coming through Bryan College Station within the next few weeks, so it's a critical time to prepare.
I guess this particular one is one of the great wonders of nature, how an insect in Canada that has never been to Mexico can fly 2,000 miles and find its way to a very small, relatively small area. And life is much richer with varieties.
Wilson says Asclepias, or milkweed, the only plant on which monarchs can lay their eggs, is available at the local producer's co-op, and he's planting them on the roof of the campus physics building. He says if you plant it, they will come. Blinn College administrators have testified in Austin supporting legislation allowing access to pending criminal charges against students who apply for on-campus housing. The measure recently passed the Texas Senate, and a House version written by State Representative Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham is pending in committee. Both versions apply only to state-supported schools and would give the campus police chief or housing officer access to records from the Department of Public Safety. And getting most of the attention when the Texas House passed public education reform this week was reducing the number of standardized tests. State Representative Cal Cassell of Rural College Station says another highlight was increasing the opportunities for vocational and technical training.
We have a number of jobs, you know, not only in Brazos County, but in throughout District 12 all the way up through West, that, you know, lots of these employees that I've talked to need kids and need people that have the skill set, and they just don't have that opportunity in today's system where, you know, everybody's forced to be on that college track. We need this vocation and technical track opened up again, and I mean, these guys are excited about the opportunity they have before them.
Cassell said superintendents from College Station, Navasota, and Hearn were happy with what the House passed, but told him there's more to be done. And finally, Congressman Bill Flores is holding a town hall meeting tomorrow night in Bryan. Among the subjects is pointing out the flaws in the recently passed Senate version of the federal budget.
The Senate budget has two big problems with it, in my view. Number one is it relies on another $1 trillion worth of tax increases on top of the $1.8 trillion in tax increases that started on January 1st. And then the second component is it never balances, ever.
The Blinn College Student Center will be the site of the gathering, which starts tomorrow night at 6:30. WTOW News Time is 8:35. It's 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Spring is sprung at Aggieland, and your 2013 Fighting Texas Aggies have already strapped on the pads and are preparing for year two in the SEC. The 12th man will have not one, but two chances to catch the Aggies this spring. Friday Night Lights, presented by Callaway Villas, back on Friday, April 5th. You'll get a chance to see the Aggies under the lights at Kyle Field. Spring practice concludes on Saturday, April 13th. The annual Maroon and White game, presented by Wells Fargo. Tickets are $5 for adults, free for A&M students and youth, but everyone must have a ticket. Get yours and catch the Aggies at Kyle Field.
Business owner Aaron Collins for Comfort Keepers.
A Comfort Keeper is a caregiver that provides the kind of in-home care that you would receive from a family member. Someone that treats their client with dignity and respect as though they were caring for a member of their own family. It's a great feeling to go to work and leave knowing that you've made a difference. You've changed a life. You've kept someone in their home. You've given someone back their independence and their freedom. You'll absolutely love your experience as a caregiver if that's the kind of heart you've got. Call us at our office at 979-764-3076. I'm Aaron Collins, and I'm a Comfort Keeper.
Did you know that your local public health department prevents disease and promotes healthy lifestyles every day in Brazos County? I'm City Councilman Richard Cortez. Celebrate National Public Health Week, April the 1st through the 7th, to help make our community the healthiest in the nation and find out how you can take preventative measures in your families, neighborhoods, workplaces, and schools to live longer and healthier lives. A big thanks to our local Brazos County Health Department staff, and happy Public Health Week. For more information, visit brazoshealth.org. A healthier community begins today.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, C&J Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
8:37 on WTAW, and the weather forecast brought to us by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information about businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Warm across the area for today, but a cold front will eventually move through, and that's going to cool things off quite a bit for tomorrow. For today, clouds will give way to some sun, highs up around 80, becoming partly to mostly cloudy tonight. There could be a shower by morning, 60. Some sun develops tomorrow. Watch for a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, windy and 75. Showers and storms tomorrow night, 60. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, highs Wednesday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Muggy and 66 here at the studios of WTAW. And coming up next, Scott got a chance to sit down with Kevin Russell and the gang from the Bryan Development from Brian Development. We've also visited with the folks from College Station Development, and the three-part series will wrap up coming up next on WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW is our third and final installment as we talk to Kevin Russell about the city of Bryan and the development. Kevin, we touched on the industrial, we touched on downtown, we touched on the west side. Those are things that people necessarily have seen. But why don't we just kind of take a virtual swing around the city of Bryan, both on the outskirts and in the middle, and let's talk about some of the things that are coming up.
Okay. Well, let's start with the east side of town, and I'll start with University Drive. And if anyone's been driving up and down University Drive recently, they've noticed a four-story structure that's being built. That is the new Hilton Garden Inn. The city has always kind of been behind in the hospitality as far as new hotels coming into town. Hotels like to cluster, and so we're experiencing that right now, which is a nice thing that helps with our hotel motel tax, which, you know, is good for being able to get visitors into town. We also have a Value Place Inn that's going in on Briarcrest, on the close to Briarcrest and the feeder road between the BMW dealership and the Toyota dealership, as well as a new Chick store, which if you talk to the owner of it, he says it's a Bucky's knockoff is what he calls it.
Okay.
So it's a pretty big store.
Mm-hmm.
It's not open yet, but I'm anxious to see what he sells out of there. There's also some multifamily planned in that area.
Just say that one line again. There's also multifamily.
There's also multifamily planned in that area. In addition to that, if you go across the street where the Target is, a lot of people call it the Target Center. It's the Bryan Town Center. The company that developed that was Louth. They went bankrupt, and a new company has just purchased that building. We actually have a meeting set up with them for Wednesday. And we're going to find out what their plans are. They also want to talk to us about some of the covenants and zonings and things like that of what they can recruit to bring into that center. So we're excited about a new owner in that shopping center to finish it out. And as you know, or most people may or may not know, that's in a TIF. So we need that new development to support the to pay off some of the debt for the street, water, sewer, and things like that in that area. There's if you go 1179, kind of heading east, there's a new subdivision, a new street called Thornberry, and you're starting to see the first phases of residential being built off of that. I'm not real for sure the product that they'll be putting down. However, in the agreement that we had, the city had with the developer, they're limited to there's a minimum square footage that they have to build in order to meet the agreement that we had. Austin's Colony is still growing. Mr. Caraba has done a wonderful job with that. He's the type of developer that's going to put a certain number of lots down every year, and he's not going to put down any more because he understands what he believes that the market will absorb and allow. As we look at around Austin's Colony, you move kind of out towards the bypass. You see where Scott and White is building a new, our first Scott and White clinic in Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's taken off. And then we can go north, and that's where we get into the Texas Triangle Park, the Bryan Business Park, and there's Gundler Foods that's already under construction. There's a very large industrial development that is in the cusp of hopefully being agreed to by Bryan Brazos County Economic Development Foundation, and then further by the City of Bryan and Brazos County. As we move west, we have Traditions obviously continues to grow. They've probably had one of the best years that they've had in a long time as far as residential development. We have the Health Science Center that continues to spur other types of development, such as Wood Bolt that wants to locate close to it. We have another development that will actually be on City of Bryan owned land, but in College Station, which we, the cities work together to enter into an interlocal agreement, which I think is very beneficial for both cities to develop that corridor. It's gonna be wonderful for both cities.
Let's stop there for a minute because people probably heard it referred to as the ILA, an interlocal agreement. I mean, there's no doubt that the City of Bryan and College Station want to get together in some things and some things they don't agree with, but speak to the importance of this ILA.
The importance of this ILA, and I guess to put it just kind of in a nutshell, is that two cities agreed that we would share revenue as far as ad valorem tax. We would come up with one development standard that both cities would enforce. One city and each city has the opportunity to consent or agree to what the other city's offering, so that things can stay in check. And so, you know, I think it's a great thing. Wood Bolt was our first, where we sent our incentive package to the City of College Station. They met at the city council level. They consented to our incentive package, and soon the City of Bryan will have the opportunity to do that with College Station. I think it's very important. If it didn't happen this way, I don't think the corridor would develop.
We're speaking with Kevin Russell from the City of Bryan, and That takes care of the edges of the city. Let's go right into Texas Avenue and the fact that in the Townshire Shopping Center, mm-hmm. About to have another grocery store open.
Right. We'll move back in interior too then. Albertsons, or that there was a developer that redeveloped the Townshire Shopping Center, which was the first shopping center in the City of Bryan. They demolished part of, I guess, what was the Sears store.
Right.
And they built an Albertsons. The Albertsons really never worked, and they left there, and the store was vacant for many years. We're now, if you drive by there now, you'll see a bunch
containers.
Right, yeah, containers, shipping containers that are out there that are just full of material for them to open up a Walmart neighborhood store, yeah. Which I think is very much needed in that area, you know, so people have a place to go, which I think is good because it spurs other types of competition. It's, you know, competition is good. If Walmart lowers their price, maybe HEB will. Everybody ends up benefiting. The consumer does, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, it'll change traffic patterns again, too. That will increase, you know, for people like me who have lived here for a long time, right there I was people can remember where the Baskin-Robbins plant was, and it was a Lilly facility before that. You know, that was one of the busiest intersections mm-hmm. in Bryan College Station at one point. And, right. You know, again, as Townshire emptied out, it wasn't the case, but we could certainly see a revitalization in the center part there.
That's right. You have that, and it's nice that it's starting. It started it at Villa Maria and Texas Avenue when Mr. Culpepper redeveloped the Manor East Mall now into the Taos Center, which has obviously been very, very successful. And it's moved north. Now you have the Townshire that redeveloped, and now the Walmart's moving in, which is probably a great anchor for that center. And then as it moves north, you get into downtown. I mean, it's one thing leads to another, and you need that type of synergy and activity in order to continue to grow.
I find it fascinating that Bryan and College Station are two cities that are growing in very different ways. Obviously, it's so concentric with A&M and College Station. Again, as I said, Bryan is more traditional in that what you have to do in your development. But let's talk about the city council had to struggle with historic districts and what they wanted to do. We had the first one of those a couple of weeks ago. That brings up the question of people who have lived in an area for a long time and being comfortable with it is gentrification might happen. With that in mind and looking at the whole growth that Bryan has to look at, are there any affordable housing initiatives out there? Do you see more gentrification? What do you see as far as residential development in the city?
Well, affordable homes, you know, we have new subdivisions right now. And I think early on, my first visit with you, I talked about the new subdivision off of Martin Luther, or I guess actually Old Reliance Road, mm-hmm. Called Sienna, which is a Randy French development. And that's the kind of the starter home or maybe the next step. And he's got a little bit of both product in there. It's a fairly large development. I forget the total number, maybe 350 to 400 lots that he has. He's adding phase two right now. Probably in the 120 to, and up to maybe $200,000 home in that area. School district recognized that's a growth area for Brian. They've purchased some property out there or were given property by the developer to be able to locate a future elementary school there. We also have, there's just several areas of town that understand the market and are meeting that market. We have the very high end in Traditions in Miramont. You have still affordable, but not $100,000 to $120,000 homes in Austin's Colony. You have the step down from Miramont, but not down into what the quote unquote affordable home would be, but maybe the next step of home. And so we really have three or four different product of homes in the city of Bryan to choose from. And they're scattered around. They're in the north, the east, and the west.
Well, it's reflective of the population, which I guess is where it's supposed to be. Anything else we haven't covered in our three-part interview that you'd like to mention?
No, I think we've covered everything. It's been pretty thorough.
Well, that's the whole idea. We wanted to do that so that people could understand. Again, these two cities are growing rapidly, but they're growing in different ways, and that's why we want to take a look at it. Kevin Russell here from the City of Bryan this morning. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Want your dog to actually sleep when you do? Bring them to PlayCare at Waggy Pet Zone. There are several PlayCare packages available to suit your budget, and they'll love coming to Waggy Pet Zone to socialize with their best doggy buds. If it breaks your heart to leave your dog at home, bring them to Waggy Pet Zone's PlayCare, a completely supervised, cage-free group play day for spayed and neutered dogs of all breeds and ages. Give them a call, 693-9663. That's 693-9663. Or click on WaggyPetZone.com for details.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on May 5th. For the third year in a row, hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com. It's the third annual Lemonade Day in BCS.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Well, you are good.
It's not me. It's AggieLandHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:51. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Mr. Scott DeLucia, who will actually be back with us tomorrow. In the meantime, let's check your weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com.
Today, we'll see some clouds to start, some afternoon sun, and a high close to 80 degrees. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower by morning 60. Some breaks of sun developing tomorrow, windy, highs near 75. A few showers and thunderstorms are possible late tomorrow. They're also possible tomorrow night, lows will be near 60 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, the highs on Wednesday very close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 67 at WTAW.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family-owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
Had a glorious Easter weekend. The weather cooperated. It's cooperating today. We'll see a chance of rain for you sliding into the forecast tomorrow. But it's going to be 80 degrees today. It's time to start thinking about living outside again. And this month, Amish Furniture for Generations is featuring their outdoor lawn and patio furniture, all at 10% off. That's swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, and chairs are all at 10% off. Beautifully designed furniture, handmade by Amish craftsmen, which means you know it's built solid. All made in the USA. And make sure you hurry out today to Amish Furniture for Generations for their best selection. They've still got the same phone number, 260-5050. Again, 260-5050. And they're now in their new showroom on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Furniture that has lasted for generations and will last for generations to come. It's Amish Furniture for Generations.
Introducing Blazer, the termite-detecting dog.
Hi, I'm Blazer, the termite hunter. You can't see termites through walls, but I can. Termites may be in your walls before you humans see them, slowly destroying your house. Save 20% now when you call EcoZap. And as for Blazer, that's me, the dog that does it all.
EcoZap will beat the other guys by 20% on any termite or pest treatment. 100% Aggie-owned and operated. Log on to eco-zap.com today and save 20% on any termite or pest treatment.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:55 now, 5 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And if you're looking for a new place to dine, I consider myself a bit of a foodie. Tufts University and Maximus Thaler has taken frugality to a whole new level by opening up Freegan Cafe. It's in his apartment and operates on donated and exchanged services rather than price tag. The twist: all food served in the cafe is pulled directly from le garbage. Yeah.
BCS residents can find
Yeah, trash. Gotta love that.
That's so disgusting.
Let me see. Other members of the Gleaner's Kitchen, because they're cleaning it from the trash, make nighttime trips to garbage cans and dumpsters throughout the Baston area to search for discarded, quote, but still edible food to serve in their home-based cafe. Quote, I eat better out of the dumpster than most tough students will ever be able to afford.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder how many people actually go there.
I don't know.
And, I mean, well, I guess the turnover ratio, they've got to be making a profit because you're getting free food out of the garbage. But who wants to go eat there?
Yeah, I'm not running down. Oh, we got to try this new place. This is awesome.
Leftover fried chicken. I hit the jackpot.
And finally, ESPN did something kind of cool. They investigated 115 charities founded by high-profile athletes, top-earning pro athletes, and they found that most of their charities don't measure up.
Uh-oh.
The investigation found that 74% of athletes' nonprofits fell short on one or more of the acceptable nonprofit operating standards, i.e. they're paying people too much to run them. I thought that was interesting. All right, coming up, we're going to do Today in Histoire here on WTAW.
This is no April Fool's sale. Hi, this is David with Kairos Truck Center inviting you to our annual tent sale, April 5th and 6th. We'll have factory reps on hand, refreshments, and great deals on all our Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers. This year, cut your mowing time in half with a zero-turn rider from Kairos Trucks. Come take a test drive and take advantage of the great prices and financing available during our tent sale. Come see us Friday and Saturday, April 5th and 6th at Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Make a date for free family fun and get up close and personal with many wonders of science and technology at the 2013 Physics and Engineering Festival, Saturday, April the 6th at Texas A&M University. Unleash your inner scientist aboard a square-wheeled bicycle or try your hand at generating electricity and shooting balloons with lasers. Three of the roughly 100 exciting interactive exhibits on display from 10 to 4 at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature three fantastic bubble shows at 11, 1, and 2 by internationally acclaimed bubble artist Tom Noddy, as well as lectures at 1 and 2 with Nobel Prize winner David Lee and Dudley Hirschbach. The day will conclude at 4 p.m. with a public lecture about the accelerating universe by Harvard University astronomer Robert Kirshner, author of the popular book The Extravagant Universe. For more information on the exciting afternoon, guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu.
The only time you'll hear Rush coming from the left. Buy an HD radio for clarity and stereo. WTAW.
8:58, time for Today in History. On this date in 1778, that little dollar sign thingy that you see on your keyboard?
Yeah.
It was invented by a guy named Oliver Pollock.
Well, hey.
In New Orleans. In 1891, the Wrigley Company was founded in Chicago, Illinois. What else we have? In 1976, Apple Computers was formed by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak.
Really?
Also, on April 1st? Mm-hmm, also on April Fool's Day, the spring break classic Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett was released. the yo-yo was invented on this date in 1929.
That's cool.
1970, Dick Nixon. Banning cigarette advertising on radio and television, effective January the 1st of 1971.
Huh.
April Fool's prank by Sports Illustrated, which is considered by some the best prank ever.
Uh-oh.
A rookie pitcher named Sid Finch was planning to play for the Mets, said he could throw a fastball 168 miles per hour.
I remember that.
And yeah. He trained at a monastery in Tibet. It was completely farcical. 28 years ago, David Lee Roth left Van Halen. It's never been the same. It just really hasn't.
Sad day.
And 17 years ago in 1996, the April Fool's